There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
It's tough to digest the 5-set match, so soon after, but initially, obviously, tough match or disappointed. Always, losing 5 sets is tough. But, I did the best I could today and, sometimes just not your day. And, I've been on, I guess, the opposite end, winning a few 5-setters, and today just losing one. It's always tough when you put in a lot, lots of effort and, emotion and stuff, and it's what you train for, but it just wasn't my day. And, for sure, had my chances. He had his chances, but he just got them today. And yeah, it's just one of them where it's over now and just sort of reflect a bit and go again for the grass court season.
Kyle, can you talk us through the injury timeout? What was the problem and did it, whatever was done to you, did it kind of do the trick?
Yeah, I just wanted just my leg loosened up just in my hip and it helped a bit, and I was okay after that.
Is he a tough guy to play mentally? Well, actually, Leon, we spoke to him in advance, and he said he was. So would you agree with that because of the way he comes and goes in his intensity?
No, he's not a tough guy to play. He's just like any other player. He has his ways of going about things, but I just focus on myself and try and get my game going first and concentrate on my game, and you can't affect what the other guy does, really. So he's just playing tennis, and I was okay with dealing with whatever was considered tricky, but it's fine for me.
I was going to ask you a similar question, but how difficult is it when, he plays at so many levels during the course of the match? Sometimes he barely seems bothered, and then he plays like he did the way in the last two games.
I don't know. I don't really take as much notice as I think maybe. I guess spectators would, or guys watching the match. I just try and get on with it and play my game, really.
It's obviously been quite a long clay court campaign for you, relatively. How would you kind of assess it as a whole, and what do you think, you can learn from it to go forward?
Yeah, I mean, it is... I guess it's long in terms of it's very intense and you play a lot of matches, but it goes so quickly, like all these sort of seasons do. So overall, I mean, you have to say it's a positive in the fact that it's my best sort of clay court run this year. I've had some good wins, recently in the Masters it wasn't a bad tournament here, so... couple of good wins and a tough loss against a quality player, and reached my first final. So you have to say I've won more matches this year on the clay than I have done before, so it shows I'm improving. There's good things. I think it's the same always. There's always good things and there's always stuff to learn, get better at, and that's just the continue development thing. So yeah, no different really, just happy with some things, and some things I can for sure get better. I think most players will say a similar thing, but it's obviously now it's the attention goes into the grass and what I learned from last year and how I can get better in that way. So it's a, I guess a different approach now in terms of the surfaces.
You mentioned, obviously, you said the good wins, particularly against Djokovic and Goffin, where your low ball was very high. Was the biggest frustration today that you weren't able to quite hit those heights of play, you know, in the five set against Fognini?
Well, you can't expect to play, you know, Mac 10 all the time and hit the highs. I mean, it's unrealistic to think that that you're going to play at your best all the time. So you have to deal with what you have. And some parts there was pretty good. Some parts today I gave away loose errors, but you know, I don't know how long the match was, about 3.5 hours or something, but I don't know how you can expect to go on the court 3.5 hours and play at the highs that you always want to. It's just not going to happen. So that's why you have to be realistic and deal with what you have, deal with what you have with at that time. So, you know, it's close. I'm sure the points were close, and I'd break points in the fifth, just couldn't get them, and when he had his break points, he obviously did. So the margin's always very small, and I've won some tight matches this year for sure, and this one's a close one I've lost.
Carl, you've said that obviously you've been in some tough five setters where you've come out the winner. It's not worked out that way today, but obviously to get a good run at a Grand Slam, you're going to have to go through these five setters. Do you feel like you're stepping up to that level of competition and you're in a position where you're more ready for the battle in the five setters?
Well, I think I am. I reached semi-finals of the Grand Slam already. So, you know, I'd say I'm ready to play five setters. And I have won, I think I won 2 5 setters in Australia. So I don't think it's about being ready, but you can be ready to play them. It's not guaranteed you're going to win. So that's you have to accept that, and the reason it's in a five set is because you both won 2 sets, so you've obviously found ways to win sets. So yeah, it's no different. I mean, this time last year I lost a tough fifth set to Anderson, so it's probably a sort of similar feeling. Did my best, had my chances, but just couldn't get there, and it's, you know, it's tough, but you quickly move on. And initially this sort of period, you're just you're just down, and because you lost the tennis match and you put everything you could and you want to win. That's just the human instinct coming out, like everyone wants to win. So I don't think it's a thing about am I ready. You know, I definitely believe I'm ready to win matches, and I have done, but every match is different. Just because you win a few doesn't mean you're guaranteed to win the next, so you always have to earn it.
Carl, quite soon afterwards, but what have you got planned now? Are you going to take a little break, get away from it all a bit, and when do you see yourself stepping on a grass court?
Well, I'm sure I will have a bit of a break. It's normal after, I guess, the end of a surface season or end of a Grand Slam. You just take a bit of downtime just to rest up mentally, physically, whatever way you want to look at it, and just get ready to go again. So Saturday today, so it's pretty much 2 weeks till it's obviously Queens. So in that time we plan to train and have enough rest and get the balance right, and to schedule everything in. But I'll have a bit of a rest and at some point obviously start practicing on the grass.
And you've mentioned obviously attention will turn to Wimbledon. There's always heightened pressure on the British players. Sometimes I guess the expectation levels are set too high. But have you got any expectations of yourself? But what should they be set for people watching on the media as well? Because we don't want to get too giddy, do we?
Yeah, it's just normal, obviously. The expectations around that time, I don't know, it's expectations are through success. So expectations are people expecting to win or have a successful tournament. So in one way, it's nice that people want you to be successful. They don't want you to lose. Otherwise, if you lose, then they're happy. So, it's just normal. This year's, you know, it means I'm going in the right direction, that people maybe expect me to do better, but I always do my best. That's all I can say. So it's no different there. I'm going to do the best I can, and whatever happens, happens. I hope I've not let anyone down if I don't do so well, but that's it really. So I'm going to try and enjoy it as much as I can, but yeah, like you said, it'll probably be a bit busy and a new experience for me.
Carl, you'll obviously have a reasonably high seeding at Wimbledon. Given that everyone generally has so little time to get used to playing on grass, how big an advantage do you think that could be?
Say again, seeding?
Yeah, because you'll be seeded at Wimbledon, yeah. And you know you won't play a seed in the first two rounds. You know, how much of an advantage is that, given that it takes everyone time to get used to playing on grass again?
Yeah, it's a tough one to answer, really. I mean, all depends on the opponent, really, whoever you draw. Yeah, you're not guaranteed you're guaranteed to not play a seed, so you the top 32 guys in the world. But it's one of them where it doesn't really matter who you play, you have to be on your game. You know, it's like if I draw Alex again or something, you know, people, it would be tough first round to get, like, playing him on a grass court. He's outside 100, but you have to be on your game. So I think, you know, it's nice. Maybe you don't know you're not going to play Roger first round, but it's you have to be on it. Like, I think you can see at these tournaments and certain results and maybe some close matches, you can see how everyone has a chance to win.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It never happens at a good time. The pipe bursts at midnight. The heater quits on the coldest night. Suddenly, you're overwhelmed. That's when HomeServe is here. For $4.99 a month, you're never alone. Just call their 24/7 hotline and a local pro is on the way. Trusted by millions, HomeServe delivers peace of mind when you need it most. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.